You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, brought to you by themortgagewarrior.com. Use home equity to reduce stress today. Call Steve at themortgagewarrior.com. It could save you thousands.
Never filtered, always fun. This is Overdrive.
That's mail it in Friday.
I called in sick. I don't work in the rain.
Oh, I kind of mailed that in.
You can't deliver mail?
Why not?
Yeah, whatever.
I guess you're right. It's just walking around and putting it in the boxes.
It's mail it in Friday.
Shut up and drive.
With Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Final hour for the week. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN Go app and now on TSN 2. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. Future headlines at 6:30. Leafs back in action tomorrow night. They're in Buffalo. Buffalo's not really playing for anything, but it should be a good crowd. I mean, a lot of Leaf fans will get down there. You know that?
That should be one of the better road Leaf crowds of the season. The importance of the game and how little success over the years they've had in that building. That place should be rammed full of Leaf fans.
They got two games left at Buffalo, which the schedule plays out in weird ways. I mean, the Habs are playing Ottawa tomorrow night for the third time in a week.
Yeah, that'll be a big game.
Oh, yeah, man. That's for top spot.
That's in Montreal, too.
Right, and that's top spot in the division, right?
Yep.
Whoever gets it gets to avoid playing the Maple Leafs in the first round.
You're dying for a Habs-Leafs first round, aren't you?
I would rather see that. Just simply...
Just so we could say we saw it.
Just so you can say you saw it, man. I'm not saying it would even be a better matchup. It probably wouldn't be. You know, Ottawa, because of Carey Price and because of the history between these two teams, the Habs have beaten Toronto 14 times in a row. But to be able to say, we witnessed Toronto playing Montreal in a playoff round, I think would be amazing.
And Montreal's a fun city. Let's
There's some selfish no reasoning behind it. Yes.
Go up to Montreal. You can hang out on Rue Crescent Street.
I'm going to Montreal. You can bank on it. If the Leafs play the Habs in the first round, I say we all go, but...
We all might have to be there in some capacity anyway.
I think we will for work. We're work and play. We'll be able to head up to Montreal and or Ottawa. Be good for us.
I think it would be. Sometimes you got to get out, right? Get out of the studio, right. Mix it up a little bit.
You wouldn't have to fly. Could probably take the train or
I'm a full flyer now.
You're flying now. I would drive to Ottawa. I don't have a problem with driving to Ottawa.
Buddy trip again?
Yeah, I could do that.
No.
Harry and Lloyd?
I'd fly.
You would fly. You're a flyer. You fly anyway. Yeah. See, for me, I don't mind driving. The drive from Toronto to Montreal, once you're outside of both cities.
How far is it?
It's about 5 hours.
See, it's a touch long. And you two in the same car?
It's a great feeling, though. When you get into Quebec, you're like, okay, we're in a different spot now. Like, we're in a different province. Everything's French.
You're not allowed to drive back to Ottawa. That gas station he ruined, like, it's probably...
It's still under construction.
It's probably boarded up now.
Yeah, that poor place. At Tim Hortons, right outside of Coburg, I think it was.
Didn't stand a chance.
Sad souls. Speaking of Montreal, though, John texting in. I guess he's been listening to TSN Radio in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And they're freaking out, even though they're in first place in the division.
They're freaking
out?
They
always freak out there.
It is in their DNA. It's no different than Leaf fans with... Like, Leaf fans can't fully commit to the fact that Toronto's in.
Right.
Right? Like, the Leafs currently are 5 points in. The Islanders play tonight. If New York wins, all of a sudden the Leafs are only 3 up on Boston, 3 up on the Islanders.
Right.
The Islanders and Boston play tomorrow night. That's a 3-point game. The Leafs lose to Buffalo, and all of a sudden on Sunday, people are like, what the hell's going on here?
Don't kid yourself. We'll be terrified in here, too.
Absolutely.
But that's 100%. That's the ebbs and flows of how it goes down the stretch.
Of course. And the Leafs are still barely in. Montreal is a lock. It's over. You can put the X beside their name. But I guess John's been listening to Radio Montreal, and he said, you should check out how they're freaking out in Montreal right now. Snapping over the idea of signing Radulov long-term. They're all of the belief that Price is going to leave in a couple of years. And now all of a sudden, according to the people that he's listening to, the Maple Leafs are better than the Habs.
Yeah.
So Rome is burning somehow, even though Montreal is currently in first place.
Where the
place.
Hell does this Radulov get off? I mean,
an 8-year deal,
I see,
reportedly.
Crazy.
Well,
I think it's the problem is reportedly it's fake news.
Well, he shot it down as fake news.
No right. kidding. If he wanted more than 3 years, I would just write on a piece of paper Alex Semin and then show it to him. No.
All right, let's bring in Darren Dreger, a Hockey Insider, and the Hockey Insider is brought to you by Finance It. Get through the fake news on this. What's the deal with Radulov and the Habs? I mean, what's the real news here?
Well, there's not a whole lot of fake news. What has been reported is accurate. Now, you know, obviously you're looking at the top of the term, which is an 8-year extension, and I can't believe Bergevin, the Montreal Canadiens, would ever consider that. But I was told probably 6 weeks ago that it was 6, 7, 8 years. That's what he was looking for. So he can stand in front of the cameras and say, no, none of this, none of that. Well, somebody's talking about it. And I like our sources on both sides. I like our sources when it comes to this. And O-Dog, I heard you. For me, if Radulov is looking beyond a 3-4 maximum 5-year term, then he's greedy and he's not going to get it from Montreal. But as Mike Keenan used to remind me, it's not what you're worth, it's what you negotiate. So maybe that's his thinking on this. I don't know.
I'd give him 5, but maximum 5. Maximum. And that's where the league is going to head that way anyways in the next CBA. It's going to be maximum 5.
I'm not giving him anywhere close to that.
I hear you.
He's a good player. I hear you. He's a good player, and you don't want to lose that guy for free.
He hasn't been that good in the second half, though. He was good in the first half. Tear apart the Montreal Canadiens. I think we can agree that Radulov is not worth a 6, 7, 8 year term. But Marc Bergevin has a ton of work that has to get done. And we're talking about this with 10 games remaining in the regular season. Who's his top line center? They haven't figured that out yet. Do they have a playmaking center? I don't think they do. I mean, Plekanec is the most safe guy, and he's deemed as a third line center. Galchenyuk is playing the wing, and there's upheaval in Montreal. So, you know, they've got a lot of issues to figure out. Maybe Radulov is the least of them.
Well, in their first place in the division.
A lot of them are the armchair Twitter coaches. Julian's done a great job in there, and he pushed Galchenyuk to the wing. Galchenyuk scored last night.
But he got crucified for doing it. So did Michel Therrien when it was suggested, you know, at the end of Therrien's run. You know, he moved Galchenyuk to left side, and everybody thought he was an idiot. I mean, the guy can't play center. Well, so you're trying to heat him up to get his game back on track. And you know, Montreal media and the fan base, I mean, they're entitled to their opinions, but, you know, the coaching staff is wrong. Despite the fact that they've got still the best goaltender probably playing in the National Hockey League, maybe in the world, beyond that, there's still a lot of question marks beside several positions on the Montreal Canadiens.
Well, if it gets to a point, Dregs, if Toronto plays Montreal in the playoffs at any point, would that be close to a coin flip for you? Would you put it 60-40 in favor of the Habs, 70-30? I mean, as it currently stands, how would you approach that?
You know, I was asked about this last night as part of our broadcast with the Senators and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Look, I gave the Toronto Maple Leafs the edge in that Maple Leafs-Senators series. And the only way that I would lean towards Ottawa, with all due respect, is in a Game 7. And there I'd give them the depth and I'd give them the experience. But aside from that, if the Maple Leafs can continue to play the way they're playing right now, I think they're a tough challenge for just about anyone in the East. Mm-hmm. I really do. I mean, you know, there's no reason that the youth of the Toronto Maple Leafs isn't going to continue. They're not going to freeze up going into the playoffs. They've never played in a Stanley Cup playoff game. You know, these guys, they know what the intensity is, but I think they've been dealing with that under the thumb of Mike Babcock pretty much all season long. So what's going to change there? Unless Freddie Anderson loses it, which I'm not predicting he's going to, or, you know, the veteran core of the Toronto Maple Leafs seizes up, I tell you what, fellas, I like their chances. I like their chances of winning a round. I really do.
I like the sounds of that. And you're right, man. They're playing well. They've responded well to challenges this year. When you consider what they've done since that California trip that went south on them quickly, they're 7-1-1 since then. The debacle in Florida, they're 4-0-1 since then. they have responded well, and they do appear to be playing better hockey and hockey that is more conducive to winning in the playoffs recently than they were earlier in the year. Yep. And that's important for them. And I'm with you. I think it would be a coin flip for me against Ottawa. I would still lean towards Montreal being a favorite because of the history and because of price. But I think it'd be a great series regardless. I mean, that's been proven.
I hear you, man. I just it's a mess up the middle of the ice in Montreal right now. It really is. And the Galchenyuk situation, even though, yes, I know he scored last night, and maybe he's better suited on the wing, but who's playing center? Is Andrew Shaw going to be your center for the Montreal Canadiens moving forward? I just feel like, and I'm not predicting Toronto would beat Montreal. I just think if the Maple Leafs, the way they're playing now, played their best, Montreal would have a real tough time.
Well, you mentioned Julian a moment ago, and for the past couple of years, he was the whipping boy in Boston. When everything went south in Boston, well, it was Julian's fault. He's got to go. They've lost four in a row now, all in regulation. People are starting to panic because they've seen this story play out the past 2 years. The final 10, 15 games in Boston, they've fallen apart and they've missed the playoffs. If that happens again, who becomes the whipping boy in Boston?
Good question. Like, when you say people are starting to panic, the fan base is starting to panic.
The fan base, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, maybe ownership to some degree. That ownership there, the Jacobs family, is always volatile. That's nothing new here. I think that Cam Neely has settled down a little bit.
Seabass?
He was...
You think Seabass would be in trouble or no?
Well, man, I don't think so.
No.
There's just so much history there. That's a tough one. And look, we all have great respect for Cam Neely. Yeah. He wants nothing more than to return the Boston Bruins to the position of at least, becoming a contending Stanley Cup champion. They're not that far removed. And he was frustrated with, how Julian was coaching this team and how the team was playing on the ice, all of that. I respect Neely. I've got no problem with him sharing his views with the general manager and all that. I just don't think that Don Sweeney and his management group share the same belief of where this team is that maybe ownership does. They haven't fixed what's broken on the back end. And without Brad Marchand having the year that he's had, where would they be? I don't think they'd be anywhere close to a playoff spot. So I think they should count their blessings, to be honest. Like, they've hit the skids of late, but I don't know. I think this team has a lot more problems than maybe what is being reported.
With Darren Dreger, a TSN Hockey Insider. Hockey World talking about what happened in Ottawa last night. And you were there, Noodles. You were 10 feet from Crosby.
12. Yeah, probably 12 feet.
Okay, I'll give you 12 feet. It was a good whack. I mean, he got him. He got Mathot pretty well.
He got him. There's got no question about that.
Yeah, to the point where he's going to be out for weeks and his the tip of his finger was falling off. But this is amplified on so many different levels because of the teams involved, but more importantly because of the one player involved. It's Crosby. And how does the league respond to that? And the issue that has popped up a lot of times this year with stick swinging and guys getting significantly injured because of it.
Well, you guys correct me if I'm wrong. I think we have to apply some perspective here. Sidney Crosby's had a tough week. The tap to the gonads of Ryan O'Reilly earlier this week, that was premeditated. I don't know. I mean, what would you call him, O'Dog?
Nuts.
You said, Dregs, I laugh because you roll, said buddy. Gonads on air last night.
Yeah.
And I thought it was brilliant, but I just wasn't sure if it was made for TV.
Well, I didn't either, but I said it, and I apparently got away with it till now. I mean, look, that's premeditated because Ryan O'Reilly is his back to him. He swings from behind and taps him. That's a dirty play. Who's kidding who? That's a dirty play, but it happens probably how many times over the course of a season? This one was captured purely on video. What happened last night and the slash on Mathot? I mean, honestly, how many times per game does that type of play happen?
20 to 30, Darren.
Yeah, 20 to 30 easily.
I mean, so Mark Mathot got caught in a weak spot on his glove, and it was an awful conclusion. Like, nobody wanted to see that player go down in the fashion that he did. It was graphic. It was ugly. It was all of that. Was it the the dirtiest thing we've seen all year, not even close. And the reaction from Eugene Melnyk and the Ottawa Senators today was ridiculous, in my opinion. I applaud the passion of Eugene Melnyk, the fact that he's defending his own player in Mark Methot. But for an owner to step out of his lane in the fashion that he did to call out, still arguably, if not the best player in the game, to me is offside.
Calling him a whiner. Yeah, and I think that actually hurt his whole point. I think that led to people really taking runs at Eugene Melnyk, because you start talking about Crosby in that kind of a light and saying he's such a whiner and everyone knows it, then all of a sudden you sound like Joe Fan as opposed to a dignified owner.
And then look at fellas, like, Noodles, we're around the coaching staff, the Ottawa Senators, and the management of that team all the time.
Yep.
They're not going to go against their owner, nor should they ever be in a position to do that. But these are hockey guys. And I can tell you Guy Boucher obviously does not like the idea of playing forward without Mark Methot. He didn't like it last night. It hurt his chances of winning that game, even though they found a way, because he's a good hockey player. He's one of his better defensemen, without question.
Yeah.
But as a hockey guy, I can't imagine that Guy Boucher would expect anything more than a two-minute slashing penalty at worst. And likewise for Pierre Dorion, the general manager. So when you get a position publicly like that from your owner, for me, my opinion, that puts your hockey operations people in a real tough spot.
Well, Melnyk's one of those rare owners in the NHL world anyway. He's willing to talk. He'll go on the radio.
And then look, in the grand scale of things, what does it matter a whole bunch? But, I mean, I can tell you, Pat Brisson from CA Sports, who's clearly Sidney Crosby's agent, he's swinging mad. I mean, he's coming out with a statement on TSN here probably in the next 15 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And again, now you've got agent versus owner. Where does this get lost in the hockey vapors? I don't know, but that's the kind of stuff you get when an owner speaks out on a player who isn't his property outside of his organization. So much ado about nothing for me, to be honest.
Yeah, I know where owners are coming from. They're worried about their own market, their own fans. They cater to their own fans. So I'm not surprised that he'd be upset. I've got no problem with him coming on and saying that should have been a penalty or what's this all about, blah, blah, blah. But again, when it gets to the point where you're like calling Crosby a whiner and taking runs at him and his personality and what he's all about, I think it does you a significant disservice.
I agree, but here's like, just to bring it back into the hockey arena for just a moment. So when Johnny Gaudreau got whacked by Staal early in the season, right? I remember talking about this on Insider Trading or SportsCenter, wherever we were, and the league referring to that as not a slash, but a tap. It's now a tap that they don't have covered in the rule book. Well, that tap broke a finger, right? It broke a bone in the hand of Johnny Gaudreau. So now you see this, and it lops off the nail or the tip of the finger of Mark Methot. So we're kind of at a cross-section here, aren't we? Like, if a tap can do that much damage, does it need to be a penalty? And if it needs to be a penalty, O-Dog, as you chimed in a minute ago, then that penalty is going to get called perhaps 10, 15, 20 times a game, because these officials on the ice aren't Kreskin. They can't see beneath the surface of the glove to see the extent of the injury.
Darren, they'll just do it in training camp next year. They'll have the referees come in, they'll have somebody from the league come in, and they'll have a sit down with every team before training camp and say, this deliberate so-called tap to the hands is now going to be called. So you're going to live with it through training camp. It'll be just a special teams practice, and then during the regular season, there'll be a 10-game adjustments, and then they won't do it anymore. If they want to get rid of it, they won't call it, though.
That's what I see happening, is they'll send out the video, they'll talk a big game, but they won't actually call it.
Here, just so you guys know, and this is breaking news on Overdrive, just for you guys. So Pat Brisson just sent me a text quoting, all right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
He says, quote, "In my opinion, it's unacceptable for any owner to speak negatively publicly about a player outside of his organization. To refer to Sidney Crosby as a, quote, whiner beyond belief, end quote, should be worthy of NHL discipline. Mr. Melnyk's comments are worse than tampering and completely go against the culture of our game," end quote.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I would think he's got a couple clients on Ottawa, wouldn't he? Or over the years, he would have worked closely with Melnyk, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I mean, and JP Barry is Cody Ceci, go down the list. I mean, it's I don't know. This stuff gives me a headache.
It does. But it's he's probably not far off base protecting his client, because if you're an owner, you probably shouldn't be talking about other players. But you can understand the passion from Eugene Melnyk, because, Brian, you just said it. Mario Lemieux, every owner in their respective organization protects their own. That's their job, to protect their fan base and their players.
That's how they make money. They worry about their own bubble. But
worry about your own, though. Don't worry about somebody else.
But what also doesn't connect here is how Crosby being a whiner, allegedly, has anything to do with a slash.
Yeah, that's a personal shot.
Yeah, you're going off script. You know what I mean? Like, even if that's the belief, or even if that's the case, it has nothing to do with the situation at hand. Right. Like, the whining didn't break the finger, didn't lead to a slash. Like, it just... That's why I could see why Brisson is not happy. I wouldn't be either. And if Crosby's like, okay, what do you want me to do about it? Like, what does whining have to do with the situation last time?
No, you know, we need Mario to step into this game now. Right?
Well, but here's the problem, Drinks. Here's the problem, and I brought this up earlier. Every owner is a hypocrite at some point, because even Lemieux, remember a few years ago when he was sending the emails out to the league and he was unhappy with the way everything was playing out?
Right.
And then 3 weeks ago, they call up Tom Stastito to be a goon in Winnipeg. Right. I didn't hear anything from Mario. I didn't hear anything from the Pens, right? So they worry about their own situation when it applies to their own situation. When it's another team or whatever, then everyone kind of goes their own way. And that's what's been amplified here for me. Because I could tell you this, if it was the opposite way, Melnyk wouldn't be calling up radio and saying Mathot should be suspended for the rest of the year. There's no way he would do that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I give Mark Mathot a ton of credit. And Noodles, you were there. You had the front row seat. So he gets the whack on the hand. He skates directly at Crosby. There's no yard sale. Like, he doesn't think his hand has been ripped off, but he wants to let Crosby know what he just did wasn't right. He didn't punch him in the face, which he probably could have or should have. I mean, he didn't react other than to acknowledge that was a cheap shot. Then he skated back, dropped the glove, and all of us could see that he was injured, man. I mean, this was a nasty slash, you know. I mean, that's a class act for me from a veteran defenseman.
Well, we'll see where this story goes. That's an interesting quote from Brisson, and we'll see how the league handles it. I mean, would you expect the league to have an answer for him, or probably not?
Nah. I don't think so. I mean, you know, I can tell you the Department of Player Safety isn't going to weigh in. What, are they going to suspend him for that? Like, they're not going to do that. And look, at worst, maybe Bettman or Bill Daly gives Eugene a call and says, you know what, just why bother? Stay out of that stuff. But beyond that, I think it's just good fodder for our conversation.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, buddy, enjoy the weekend. We'll do it again soon.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Darren Dreger and the Hockey Insider is brought to you by Finance and Monthly Payment Plans for Big Dreams and Everyday Budgets. Listen, I'm not surprised Brisson. For starters, Crosby's the meal ticket of the National Hockey League. Like, that's his most important client.
Right.
And Crosby has had a reputation of being a whiner. Some people perceive him that way. Some people love him. Some people don't. I mean, that's what comes with the territory if you're a superstar player. And Melnyk, if he believes it, okay, he believes it. But I still don't understand the connection. You cannot like the slash. I'm with you on that. If you're Melnyk, I get it. I wouldn't be happy either.
Right.
You can come out, and if you want to, I wouldn't suggest doing it. But if you want to, say he should be suspended, he should be out for 5 or 10 games, go ahead.
Don't knock it off with the whiner.
But the whiner stuff was not germane to what happened last night.
Right. It's a personal attack. That's
exactly. It's like, you know, it's like, this guy, he owes me money, and he's ugly. It's like, well, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, you're usually
guys that owe money are ugly.
That's right.
But it was an emotional owner, and Eugene Melnyk is emotional. But if that happened to Austin Matthews last night, we're screaming and yelling about that.
People wouldn't be happy, but I can tell you this. Brendan Shanahan wouldn't call into the show that Crosby's a whiner and he should be gone for 10 days or 10 games.
There would be no comment from anyone.
Every individual fan base has their, like I think Ray said it best on Twitter, is they either rationally or irrationally react because they love the team so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it
rolls. If you reverse the roles, the reaction would be the exact same.
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, they would be saying Mathot should be suspended the rest of the year. And Sens fans would say that, sorry, Sid, it happens 30 times a game. What do you want?
Yeah, you're right.
It's
the bigger story.
You can change the jerseys all you want. It's always the same reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Overdrive every weekday for the Maple Leaf lineup player of the day on Friday, which would be today. Call with the names of all five players. We're giving away a pair of seats to see the Maple Leafs take on the Capitals April 4th at the ACC. The theme this week has been former Leafs who were in the starting lineup the last time they qualified for the playoffs in a full 82-game season. Today's Maple Leaf lineup player of the day is Brian Leetch.
Ooh.
Brian Leetch. Phone lines are open. 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. First one in with all five names of the players. You're going to see the Leafs take on Washington April 4th. That'll be a big game. Massive game. Future headlines coming up, brought to you by 2-for-1 Pizza. We'll hit on that next. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 on the TSN Go app and on TSN 2. Had a poll question up on Twitter throughout the afternoon. Brought to you by Colt Hockey. Reinvent your game with the stick that will last three times longer than your regular composite. Colt Hockey, designed by hockey players for hockey players. Visit the website colthockey.com. Asking Maple Leaf fans, the Leafs were to hold on to the position they're currently in. Third spot in the Atlantic. Who would you rather see them face in the first round? 60% of votes coming in saying the Ottawa Senators. 40% saying Montreal.
Still, if we're going to go back to The Bachelor, uh-huh, and the Leafs were in the limo, and the playoffs were the date, and the Leafs got out of the limo, what do you think they're doing right now? Are they giving a thumbs up? Or are they giving a...
They're not
maybe,
giving
a, maybe we'll see a...
Toe touch?
Don't know if we need to go back to that one. You kind of get what I'm...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, like they're getting a rose. Is that what you're saying? The door flies open
now,
and they get a
you
rose?
You know how the...
I don't, like never
the,
watched the show.
The girls, the playoffs, right? The Leafs are the guy in the limo. And they're getting out. Are they saying, maybe we're kind of see, or are they just guns a-blazing? Like,
are you talking about the,
do, no,
the confidence that they have that they're getting to the playoffs,
yeah,
and that they're going to get the girl?
Yeah.
I think they feel pretty confident. I think they've got the bar shirt on. Chest hairs out.
Drakkar Nowar on.
Yeah. I think they should feel confident. They've been playing really well, and they've been beating good teams. And it's the psyche of a Leaf fan that if this was happening with a different team in the different conference, I think people would be saying, wow, they're on fire. They're going to get in. They could do some damage.
Yeah.
Like, I'll bet you in Ottawa, Montreal, other markets are paying attention. Like, we sit here and we're like, man, Montreal, they got Price, and
yeah,
they're rolling. By all accounts, in Montreal, they're like, we don't like what we have right now, but look at what the Leafs are doing.
Yeah, other,
you know, other markets,
true,
are like, wow, the Leafs have a pretty good thing going here.
I spoke to somebody on Pittsburgh yesterday who said, yeah, that Leaf team coming along, they're pretty good. Man, didn't even say pretty good. It's like, they're good. Like, other teams
are taking notice,
but you can't, like, it's guys who track the league, like, what always frustrated me in this market is you got to see what's going on in Anaheim.
Forget that.
But that's the thing. Guess what? You've Ricard Raquel has
Rick
30
Raquel?
Plus goal. 30 plus goals.
Yeah, nobody should have been a Leaf.
Yeah, but nobody could. Nobody who doesn't study the game knows that.
Yeah, Rick Raquel's a good player. Should have been a Leaf. The Leafs traded up to get Tyler Biggs,
well,
and they
he's
took
got 30
Raquel and Gibson.
Yeah.
That's my point. He's
no, I know. He's a good player, but...
But what I'm saying is...
It's going to be annoying for Canadians because five teams are probably going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if the Leafs get in, there's going to be a lot of Leaf talk. A lot of Leaf talk on the national sports networks.
Yes, unless they get rinsed, then...
Even that, Noodles.
We'll beat it to death.
It'll be just beaten to death, and that's the best part. And I know that drives everyone else nuts.
We'll all be down at the rink with Mark Masters doing a post-practice report.
Big time. Like, Battle of Alberta is a real possibility.
Yeah, that would be...
That will be,
that'd be
second
pretty good hockey
on the
But if it was Toronto, if it was Toronto-Montreal, If it was Toronto, Montreal, absolutely. That'd
Toronto,
be your...
Columbus would still be number one.
Yeah.
It would be, Noodles. It's the Maple Leafs, and they're in for the first time.
Yeah. That's why what people think they're obnoxious.
I just love getting under his skin because I know it's going to drive you nuts.
I know what you were doing.
It's driving him nuts.
It won't drive me nuts. I told you that they got to get in first, and I'd be happy for him. But like I say, the parade route would be all fired
up. Let me ask you a serious question.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What will your reaction be? Let me paint you a picture.
Yes, paint me a picture.
McDavid scores in triple overtime.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about Nazem Kadri's cat.
And you guys start TH2N that night, breaking down Leaf practice and what happened at practice. What will your reaction be?
Well, I would refuse to.
You wouldn't
do
let it happen?
I wouldn't let it happen on the show.
All right. Because I'm just asking.
McDavid's the best player in the league. You would track that.
Mm. Leafs
even
practice,
he came
very
out and
important.
Said, didn't I you have allow. To retract your comments yesterday?
I did. I said, look, leave me alone.
I saw God that on sakes, the rundown.
I had a moment of weakness after a goal, maybe a glass of Pinot Gris, and it's like, leave me alone.
You retracted you wouldn't trade Matthews
because
for anyone,
he's not
David?
A lunatic.
No, it's just like, look, it's Toronto's guy. It's a good fit, but leave it alone. I don't need to be abused.
Have you not learned anything from Trump? Don't ever apologize for anything.
Fake news.
Exactly.
I didn't say sorry. I said leave me alone. It's done with. This guy's a fantastic player. He's going to win the Hart Trophy, blah, blah, blah. Just leave me alone. I don't want to talk about it.
I read about that yesterday. I was laughing because I saw the rundown, Gino's rundown.
Yeah.
Why do you look so tall?
Because I got a weird body, man.
Why is your seat so propped up?
You know what he has? He's got an elongated torso.
It's the same height as yours.
I look really short compared to you. You're making me look like Jonas.
Dude, when I'm on a wooden bench on the panel, my head's out of the picture.
Get your body
like
in
short
order.
Legs?
Figure it
yeah,
out, man.
I have the legs. I can get in the car and the person's 5'2". I don't adjust the seat.
You're a big torso guy?
I am. Long guy.
Interesting. All right, you guys ready for future headlines?
Yeah.
Austin Matthews, 4 goals! Do you believe this?
Or... shifts were too long, got caught out there, turned the puck over, dug it out of our net.
Or...
Patterson with the electrifying throwdown!
Or...
everybody wants to get paid, you know, and I'm one of those guys included.
Overdrive. Future headlines.
Future headlines brought to you by 2-for-1 Pizza. Tweet us every Friday at Overdrive 1050 or text us 105050 your most outrageous future headline for your chance to win free pizza courtesy of our friends at 2-for-1 Pizza.
All right, you guys are fully aware of this game. It's one or the other, not your own headline.
We're in the middle, somewhere in the middle too.
Yeah, Noodles, your specialty. The Sens beat the Habs, then never look back, finishing the season atop the division. Or Montreal continues to own Ottawa, ending any thoughts of the Sens finishing first.
Ooh, that's a good future headline.
It is, but I'm somewhere in the middle because even if they beat the Habs tomorrow, I still think the Habs could finish atop.
Ottawa's got a game in hand. If they win tomorrow, they're a point up with a game in hand.
Yeah. But a really tough schedule down the stretch, too. That's what I was trying to get to you guys earlier. 5 games on the road in a row, 7 of their last 10 on the road. Like, it's thought banged up. It's a little bit. Like, there's a lot
I'm
going to
say Montreal
parts.
Continues to own.
I'm
just
on Montreal.
Just because of the desperation they better have. Because Julian's apparently tired of their garbage.
And I don't count Ottawa out. They're like a machine. No. They just play.
Right, but they played twice last week. Montreal won both games.
Yeah, you're right.
Price has kind of owned them. But Montreal's been weird again at home. They can't win at home. They got spanked by Carolina last night. But again, that's why the Leafs losing 14 in a row to them just is mind-boggling. But I'm going Montreal tomorrow. I think Montreal's going to end up winning the division.
The Leafs roll into Buffalo and dummy the Sabres, and Joe from the bridge with no gear on swings from the rafters. Or Jack Eichel takes over the game, helping Buffalo hand Toronto a rare loss of late.
I'm a little bit worried about Eichel. He does not get enough play.
I was going to say, nobody actually even talks about him, and he's been
so
over
good.
A point a game.
He's so good.
I think that gorilla Joe from the bridge will be hanging from the rafters.
I think he might be going down.
Really?
I think he might be. Our buddy Brian G, who hooked us up with the McDonald's gift cards a little while ago, he's going down with the boys. He's a lunatic. So he'll be hanging from the rafters. I don't know. I feel good about the Leafs right now.
You better leave early.
Me too.
The
I'm
border
going with
could
the
be
Leafs.
Jammed up.
That's a good point.
Considering what's been going on lately down
good
there,
point,
you might want to be.
That's not fake news. That's
the move
not,
is go tonight.
Yeah. You might want to drive down tonight.
That is the move.
And if you
I'm on the
Nexus,
Leafs. I'm
on
the
Leafs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Leafs. They've had a great week. Why not? Like, yeah, Eichel's scary, but I mean the Leafs have been good too. So I'll go with the Leafs.
All right,
straight up.
All right.
William Nylander expands his point streak to 11 games with a multi-point night against the Sabres. Or Billy Nye, the wrist shot guy, finally cools off, ending his point streak at 10 games.
Probability suggests this guy's going to cool off. 10 games in a row with points.
I had a 10 assist in 10, like a 10-pointer. A long time. Then it came crashing to a halt. I'm going to say he extends it to 11, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to stop, but it may not be tomorrow. Well, that's. I'll give him a point tomorrow. It's positive Friday.
Yeah, I know, but I just... The thing is, he's been doing it like with conviction the past couple of games. Like that shot again last night. We haven't talked a lot about that. That was an unbelievable shot.
Dude, I talked about that last shot he scored against Neuwirth from Philly. There's a violence to that shot, man. Like it's
he's got a bomb.
The goalie's like, where's that? And I don't want to get in front. It's
and bar down with like some of the best in the league.
It's a placement. It's
bomb.
The placement of it. Yeah. It's a
bomb, though, Jamie.
It is.
It's coming with some mustard.
Yep.
All right. You sold me. Bill Nylander. On fire tomorrow night. He's playing with Matthews and
why not?
Keep them rolling, man.
The league sends out an email on Crosby / to appease Eugene Melnyk, or the NHL laughs at Huge behind the scenes and doesn't even acknowledge his plea publicly.
That one for me.
Nobody's laughing at anybody.
They don't want to bring any attention to that, do they?
No.
I think if anything, there's a phone call from the league
to Huge
to Mr. Melnyk saying we can't have that regardless of what happened. That's and Dregs actually elaborated on Pat Brisson's text because he went further and saying I was just reading it quickly, something about tampering, talking about another team's player.
Well, I don't know. It's tampering. I thought Dregs read it as it's worse than tampering, which I'm not sure I necessarily agree with. But what you've got now is two powerful guys in the game going to go at it, and it's all going to disappear. Crosby's got a game again tonight.
Yeah,
Ottawa's got the biggest game of the year tomorrow.
It's done.
It'll be finished.
It's a 3-day cycle. 3 days news cycle. We won't be talking about it on Monday.
Exactly.
Lonzo Ball lights up Kentucky and finally owns the spotlight instead of his dad. Or Lonzo continues to play second fiddle to his loudmouth dad.
I'm looking forward to this game tonight. This is the game of the Sweet 16. UCLA taking on Kentucky, 2-seed versus a 3-seed. But his dad, LeVar Ball, this guy doesn't stop going on shows.
I'm going to say he'll never take over the spotlight from his dad because he's everywhere.
Exactly.
And they'll keep inviting him until he shuts up.
Every producer in sports in the States, they're dying for him to come on.
He's probably making
cake.
He's a moron.
Yeah.
He's probably making cake for these interviews.
I guarantee you he's got something going on. He's making – there's – like, if the Cash Me Outside, How About Dad girl is making money?
Exactly.
LeVar Ball is making cash.
But, like, for him to make these outrageous statements.
How about that? Oh, I know.
Didn't he say he could beat Jordan?
One-on-one in his prime, he said he could have beaten Jordan.
And
I think he said he could have beaten Magic.
He's a dope.
He's an idiot.
And I would be embarrassed if my dad was doing that.
No kidding, man. You feel like Lonzo Ball, this kid, by all accounts, he's composed. He's a great player. Great player, and he hasn't been feeding into it. He's not really talking with the media. He doesn't seem to have much of an attitude on him. That's what I wonder.
He's probably
though,
embarrassed.
It makes you wonder if at some point he's going to tell his dad, "Can you get the hell out of here?
Shut your yap.
Leave me alone, please." All right, there you go. Future headlines. I got the Raptors winning this weekend too. Raptors 4 in a row. DeMar DeRozan went off last night. I thought DeLon Wright had a great night. They're actually winning more games without Kyle Lowry. Now, a lot of it is
controversy
because they've won four in a row.
He wants to stir it up.
I'm not stirring it up, but you know Lowry is thinking about that.
Doesn't he got to be close to a return?
No, he's nowhere close, man. They still have like 9-10 games left. I think they're hoping he'll be back for the playoffs, but I'm not sure that's a guarantee.
It better be.
Yeah, absolutely. Because even it doesn't matter how you feel about what he had to say and Lowry and him going to the All-Star game, you need Kyle if you want to do damage in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
He's too important. He's too good of a player. Time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. I've been hitting winners in the hockey world.
Really?
Just throwing it out there.
Classic problem better. Only mentions the wins.
Yeah.
I'm Floyd Mayweather.
Wasn't there a guy who kept track of it?
Ass handed to you every other way.
I blocked him a long time.
There was a guy who kept track of it. I think two Twitter accounts.
Yeah, he was
send us the results.
He was annoying.
He got so bad he just stopped.
I think he gave up. He felt bad.
I'm on the Islanders tonight.
The Halak starting.
Paying $270. Pittsburgh coming off a game last night. The Islanders are winning.
Here's an interesting $200. The Islanders do not win that.
You got Pittsburgh tonight?
Here's an interesting nugget for you.
They've got a garbage lineup. Who knows?
They played in Ottawa last night. It's 40 minutes to the airport after a 7:30 game.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go through customs. They probably didn't get into their bed until about 3 o'clock in the morning last night.
New York didn't play last night. They were sitting in Pittsburgh.
New York was waiting in Pittsburgh for them. Now, Halak's starting, which will be interesting.
And I guess what? Fleury will go tonight?
The Flowers playing tonight. It's both confirmed.
Tampa at Detroit. I don't think it's going to be a good night for the Leafs. I think the Islanders are going to win. I think Tampa's going to win at Detroit. I'm going over the number San Jose, Dallas as well. Throw down 20 and you can score $160. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. Get to the three stars. Recap what has been a fun afternoon, a positive afternoon.
It's been a great show.
Leafs are winning. The Jays are winning. The Raptors are winning.
I thought it was a mail it in Friday. You want to mail it in Monday?
No way, man. We have too much to get into. There's too much going on right now.
We can't mail it in for a while.
Yeah, we're not mailing it in for a long, long time. We should point out Bautista did play today. Remember, we were a little bit concerned. Is he actually going to get in the lineup? He played. He took some hacks.
Boy, that's second.
I think he'll be okay.
It's amazing. It's 6:47. We just met.
That was a huge story a couple of days ago. We talked about it constantly. Here we go. Minor injury that turns into a major injury. What's going on with Joey Bats?
They were right, though, and they didn't lie to us. That's what we thought was happening.
You're right. It was not fake news. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.
Overdrive. Three stars of the day.
All right, boys. Let's wrap it up with the Overdrive three stars of the day brought to you by Babsox.
Third star, anybody who was on the show The Bachelor.
Good call. Including Jesse Palmer, our boy.
Including Jesse Palmer.
Second star of the guys behind the glass, Mulls and Al.
He doesn't look like an owl.
He doesn't look like
an owl.
But it is Joe,
who's actually Al. All right, he's going by Al now. First star, any guy named Clint.
Yes.
Right?
That's not a name you want to be saying too many times.
No, you got to be careful with that. And the Leafs and the Raps and people in Toronto. Overdrive, three stars of the day, brought to you by Babsox. Pull up your Babsox and show the buds you've got a pair. Get playoff ready with Babsox at Babsox.ca. We're out of here. We're back Monday at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.